Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America, tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, Hell is the Loneliest Number. Starring Paulette Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums, Frank and Sadie Doyle. Featuring Justin Kirk, Annie Savage, and Gordon Clapp as monsters. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland. And set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle. The toasts of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Love, Love Me Doom. Our story begins past the witching hour, high above Manhattan, in a penthouse suite at the famed Plaza Hotel.
Sadie Parker Knickerhouse Doyle, I want a divorce!
Oh, Frank, let's do get a divorce.
But how have our previously enamored pair arrived at such an unanticipated nexus? We take you to several hours earlier.
Sadie Parker Knickerhouse Doyle, I love you more now than I ever have.
Oh, Frank, it's lovely to have you back.
Well, I only went to the liquor cabinet, love.
Oh, then it's twice as lovely to have you back.
Double martini for the lady?
Four times as lovely.
Sadie,
Say, Sadie, love, do you feel a chill?
Look, Frank, the window's open.
Well, that's odd. It was closed when I went liquor cabinet spelunking. And I know you better than to think you moved an inch while I was gone.
And certainly you didn't open it, what with your aversion to the out-of-doors.
There's an out-of-doors now? I am suited to the in-of-doors only.
But if you didn't open it and I didn't open it, and yet we two are the only two in the apartment, then we have a mystery on our hands. The mystery of who opened the window.
That would be me.
Oh, of course. That fellow.
Mystery solved.
And a new mystery presents itself.
Ooh, a double.
I'd love one. fast clink. I'll accept responsibility for that one. Say, be a pal, intruder, and fetch us a bottle from that liquor cabinet yonder while we puzzle out the particulars of your intrusion.
Sure thing.
Sadie, I have to tell you, I like this intruder.
Well, he is getting us a refill.
But I mean beyond that.
But he is getting us a refill.
It's suspicious, though. I hardly like anyone.
Save me.
Save you, of course. And yet, my regular thoughts of drinking are given the bum's rush by thoughts of, well, this fellow's agreeable, and I'm rather fond of him, and I do hope he thinks well of me.
No, darling, I meant save me, for I currently look forward more to this fellow's return than to the liquor he'll bring.
Is this liquor cabinet all right?
Sure,
any liquor cabinet!
Is this bottle okay?
Any bottle will do.
You certain?
Yeah, just come back here.
Come back.
All right, here I am.
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
And here's a bottle.
Why, look at this. You didn't even get yourself a glass.
How would you have a drink with us if you didn't get yourself a glass?
I tell you what, sport, you can have my glass.
No thanks, I don't drink liquor. See, I'm an incubus, which is a creature that seduces women and feeds off their friskier energies.
What nonsense. You're no creature. You're just darling.
Well, I'm both.
I'll say.
Also, in the nonsense column, you are not seducing. You're merely standing there. Being irresistibly adorable and adorably irresistible.
Which has the same effect as seducing, doesn't it?
Oh, you are cute when you are right.
Nonsense de trois. You say you feed on frisky female energy.
I do.
Well, then how do you explain the effect you're having on my husband?
Yeah. Which isn't to say stop.
He's not always like this?
No.
Oh, of course I am. This is precisely what I'm like. This right here. Look, I'm doing it now.
All right, it's likely something to do with me.
Agreed.
Let's see if I can just adjust my charm and attractiveness.
Well, we can still be friends, I suppose. Ah, it worked!
Getting the hang of this, I think. I'm new, and honestly, I think I'm a little buzzed. The energy I'm incubussing off you guys is pretty potent.
Don't worry about it. You're doing great.
Sweet of you to say.
Well, I'm sweet. On you. Wink.
Why, you? You get your canoodle hooks off of my wife.
What? Frank. Instead of saying things, you could leave me alone with this incubus and perhaps occupy yourself with that girl hovering at the open window.
Girl? Uh-oh.
Jason!
Oh, Marcy.
Well, hello, Marcy. Waggles eyebrows.
Don't say her name like that.
Sadie said it was okay.
It's not okay, okay? That's my fiancé.
Well, that says the one whose canoodle hooks are still firmly implanted in my wife.
Is it true, Jason? Are you two?
It's not what it looks like.
No, not yet. Nearly there. And then it will be what it looks like, and it will look even worse.
Marcy, what are you doing here?
What do you think, Jason? I followed you. Sounds clingy.
Sounds passionate.
Your father's words must have affected you, Jason, but you don't have to go around seducing humans just to please your father.
I assure you, it isn't just your father who's pleased.
Shall we retaliate, Marcy?
Come on, Jason, let's leave the life behind and make each other happy. What do you say?
If only we could.
Do not leave the life behind!
Oh, you're so good at it!
Then you're so good at it!
Of course he is. He's his father's son.
And you're so good at it, new floating through the window person.
Hi, I'm Alan, Jason's father.
Enchanté.
Likewise.
I am also enchanté.
Frank Parker, Knickerhouse Doyle, do not flirt with my incubus. Oh.
Is this one yours?
Yes, I get every other one.
Oh! Great! Then the next one is mine!
We'll see.
Dad, what are you doing here?
What do you think? I'm here to stop you from throwing your life away.
That is so sweet. Isn't that sweet, Frank?
That is really very sweet.
No, it's mine. It's mine.
Not throwing my life away, Dad. I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm seducing humans and Dracula-ing their energy.
Because I told you to? Don't do it because I told you to. Do it because you're an incubus. In the beginnings, there was man and there was woman. And there was frisky energy. And as man and woman spread across this planet, so too did the frisky energy, giving rise to the noble incubus.
Do you know who has a virile jawline, Frank? Oh.
Is it that boring but irresistible fellow doing all the talking?
What could be better than listening to him talk boringly on all night?
Only drinking so heavily that the boring words just melt away, and all we're left with is the lovely tone of his voice and the company of these monsters who are forcing us to love them against our will.
Clink.
It's our lot to feed on frisky energy. Hey, maybe it's old-fashioned to take as many lovers as you can in a lifetime.
That's not the way anymore, Alan.
It's always been the way, Marcy. We feed on frisky energy. Without it, you'll starve and wither away. And starve some more, and keep withering away, until you starve so bad you'll die from starving. And some withering.
But, Dad, I love Marcy. I don't want anyone else but her.
I love you, Jason.
And if that means we're together for only a brief time because of starvation and withering, well, then so be it.
So be it, Jason. At least we'll be together.
For a few days, and then we'll die.
Yeah.
A week, tops.
Oh, but what a week.
Tops.
Yeah, I know.
I will miss you.
And I will miss you.
And I will not allow it.
Cute when angry.
What are you going to do, Dad? Ground me? You can't. You can't ground love.
No, but I can kill Marcy. That way, you'll have none of this modern-style monogamy to die for.
You better not. I second.
And I third.
And I save the day. Daddy Incubus, right or wrong, you care more for your son than tradition?
Dad?
Thinking. I love my son, obviously. But, oh, tradition. Quantifying.
Dad!
Tradition doesn't nag, boy.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry, you're right.
Whoop. But tradition doesn't learn from you, doesn't make you proud sometimes, doesn't remind you of the best, most handsome parts of yourself. I'm going to go with son.
Thanks, Dad.
You got it.
And if he could find something else on which to feed, you'd allow him to lead his life as he chooses?
I guess.
Sadie, what are you doing? If you solve their problem, it could mean the end of us as their love slaves.
Well, this is the quality of Sadie's love. I only want those I love to be happy.
Whereas my love is far greedier.
Also, these incubi are as boring as they are irresistible.
Ah, I concur. Solve away!
What our creature can feed upon by Sadie Doyle. Grade 32. Food. The end.
Ah, food.
Yes, food. That which you consume to live.
Yes, we keep ours in bottles.
Yes.
Food, of course. Why, that would certainly work. I mean, it spits in the face of tradition, but it would certainly work.
Why didn't we ever think of it before?
Because it's disgusting to us.
Oh, Marcy, think of what we could do with more than less than 1 week to live.
I am thinking about it, and it's giving me frisky energy of my own.
My new daughter-in-law. Looks like the world is changing.
All right, ta-ta.
Don't let the window hit you and the tush cubist on the way out.
And there they go, out into the night. A little piece of our hearts with them.
I'm free from their spell, darling, and back under yours forever after.
Happily?
Ever after, darling.
Oh, wait!
What is it?
Nearly forgot. Sadie Parker, Knickerhouse Doyle, I want a divorce.
Oh, Frank, let's do get a divorce. There, all done.
Clink.
Another enchanted evening spent in the company of ghoul friends. Those incubi certainly have proven that necromance is not dead. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a frightful episode titled Tomb to Tango.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.